the United States and simulcasting right now over the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, and for the next few segments, we have John Reese Davies coming on, and then later we have the director and producer of the film Reclaiming the Blade coming on the radio show as well. When the director contacted me and said he liked the radio show and that he'd like to see his film, I was flattered. I had a chance to see it. It's really the history of swords, you know, the whole culture, chivalry. And then when I saw that John Reese Davies was in it, you know, this is the guy who's plays one of the main characters in some of the Raiders of the Lost Ark films. I like the original, and then also one where they're looking for the Holy Grail. He's Gimli, my favorite character in Lord of the Rings, and so many other big films and Shakespearean productions. And he joins us from the Isle of Man, where my friend Rick Linklater just finished shooting a film about Orson Welles a few months ago. I've never been to the Isle of Man, but I'm told it's very interesting. And it's just great to have Mr. Davies on with us. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
It's my pleasure to join you. As I said, it's a beautiful evening here in the Isle of Man. The sun is setting over the Irish Sea, and it's a nice, clear evening. Bit of cloud in the sky, but it's warm and pleasant and just beautiful.
Well, it's great to have you here. I mean, you don't really need any introduction, but tell us, how did you get involved in this documentary film, Reclaiming the Blade?
Well, I get sent a number of scripts, some of which are very good, some of which are pretty mediocre. This one really stuck out like a sore thumb. When I say a sore thumb, I mean a very golden thumb. It was on a subject that I'd not seen covered before, and it had a lot of material in it that I thought was unique and fascinating. Anyone who's interested in history at all will be interested in this extraordinary documentary. The sword is such an elegant symbol of so much, isn't it? The sword is a symbol of a cross. The sword is man's means of protecting himself. The sword is it's a symbol of justice. The sword is generally double-edged. The sword it would be the state of the art of metallurgy in any civilization. I mean, there was a fascinating story the other day. There's a very great Viking sword maker, and he signed some of his pieces. But some of them were puzzling to archaeologists because there were fragments of them. And they did some metallurgical analysis, and they discovered that somebody somewhere had been forging this swordsmith's work.
Ah.
And they had produced a marvelous cutting edge with the steel that they'd produced, but it was just too hard. The real stuff was forged from the right sort of ore, brought all the way from Afghanistan, would you believe? The local stuff that had been passed off by the swordsmith was indeed very pure iron and very pure steel, but it was fragile. So imagine you spend a fortune buying this legendary swordsmith's work, and the first time you're in battle and you smite your enemy's sword, your axe shrivels up into a pile of little shards, and you think, oh dear. And the other guy looks at you and smiles and comes towards you.
Man, I was almost taken away there. I was imaging all of this and forgot I was on the radio.
It's great stuff. In a way, technology is always at the cutting edge of a civilization. And sadly, of course, much of that technology is war-inspired. But the sword was a great
Mr. Davies, we've got a break. John Rhys Davies is our guest. This film's amazing. It's got the Swordmaster from Star Wars in it.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he played Sala in the first big mega hit, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And, of course, he was Gimli the Dwarf in Lord of the Rings and so many other huge movies and a lot of other productions as well. And he's in this new film, Reclaiming the Blade, reclaimingtheblade.com. And we have Daniel McNichol coming on a little bit later to join both of us here in this hour. He joins us, of course, from the Isle of Man, and it's great to have John Rhys Davies on with us, who needs no introduction. But for folks watching us as we stream over the web, we'll put his picture up on screen. I've got so many questions. During the break, I was bringing up the fact that Mr. McNichol told me that this does have somewhat, not even of a political message, but of a liberty message, a freedom message, with this Reclaiming the Blade, and about how this was something to fight back against corruption, oppression, how that freedom, that skill was lost. I guess the whole history of the blade and the sword and how important it is, and people fighting for the right to own a sword has been lost. And I was asking you what your whole view on the world is.
Well, you're right, and Daniel is right. The sword is a symbol of liberty. And liberty is something that's very challenged these days. I mean, there are things that overtly challenge our civilization. And because we tend to be rather modest, and rather, we don't want to politically upset people. I needlessly, we tend to stand back a little bit. But look, Western European Christian civilization is very important. It has produced art, music, drama, theater, dance, beyond the imaginings of any other culture. It stands for the liberty of the individual, the right of the individual to think, and to the extent that he doesn't affect others, practice virtually anything he believes. It celebrates democracy. It celebrates the right of democracy over theocracy or any other isocracy. It's about the equality of men before the law. It's also about the equality of women with men in front of the law. It doesn't assume that women are third-class citizens. It has abolished slavery. Now, you must understand, slavery is an issue that particularly resonates with me. When I was a little boy, my father was a policeman in Africa. He took me down to the dockside in Dar es Salaam Harbor in 1955, and he said, "You see that dhow there? Twice a year it comes down from Saudi Arabia. It stops in Aden, comes down the coast, goes here, goes to Beira in Portuguese Mozambique. On the way down, it's got machine tools and machine parts. On the way back up, it's always got two or three little black boys. And these are slaves going back to Saudi Arabia. And the United Nations will not allow me to do anything about it." Saudi Arabia only abolished slavery in 1965. And there is still slavery present in southern Saudi Arabia, I will wager. These are huge, huge gains for mankind that our civilization has made. And you've got to understand that certain religions, certain faiths, certain things, they have their strengths. But in a way, the way we engage in our civilization and within our faiths is the way that we turn out as people. And our civilization allows us to become rubbish, or it allows us to do almost anything. Other religions are more straitjacket in their intellectual approach to education and theocracy and things like that. But ours gives us an unassailable liberty, and we must always be prepared to defend it. I'm proud to belong to Western European Christian civilization. It's a glorious tradition, and we must speak out firmly and fairly for it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. It's fashionable for 50 years to demonize the West, to attack anything that has to do with Western culture, and to act like slavery was invented by the West when it was actually the West that began to end slavery. Why do the modern, so many modern thinkers, individuals, love to paint the West as the progenitor of slavery, when really it was the West that began to end slavery, and many forms of slavery, as you said, still go on around the world. But that's okay. We only see endless films and productions about how the West is bad. The West is bad. And that's because liberty and freedom and the Magna Carta and so much more springs from the West. It is the enemy of the high-tech technocrats, I believe.
Well, there are a number of reasons why. For some reason, about 20% of the British population, I can't speak for the American population, but from about 20% of the British population really hate Britain and all it stands for. Now, these are white liberals. They're often well-educated, but they have no real understanding or caring for history. And they would obliterate history if they could. They would forget about Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, they would say that they embrace a greater freedom. But in fact, when they're in government, what they do is subtract all the freedoms that they can possibly get their hands on from the society that they're in. I don't know what you do about those 20%. I think they're just, what do they say? The treason of the clerics.
Why do they seem to always be in control? We have the same types here who claim they want all this liberty, but really they come to control. Like, it's past the House here to restrict free speech, and have speech laws where if something you say hurts someone's feelings, you get arrested. I mean, how can that be happening in the United States? How can that be happening in Europe? How can this be going on?
Well, Europe has a tradition of autocracy and intolerance. America is still the last best hope of mankind. And I hope that you will learn from our lessons. But, I mean, I think in Europe, and particularly in my country, the liberal point of view is absolutely without question in public office. You daren't raise a question. Because if you do, you will be literally branded a fascist. No matter that you sort of say, well, look, these are the things I believe in, equality, democracy, these are the things. But that doesn't matter. And there are certain things that are bywords for liberalism. If you don't endorse them, then really you're a fascist.
So what do we do? Get outside the comfort zone and stop caring if they brand us and point out they are the ones behaving like fascists with the new global carbon tax? I don't want to get you involved here in a heresy. I don't want to get you burned at the stake here.
There it is. You're a fascist, you see, because you are, I detect from your tone that you are a global warming skeptic. Or is it a climate change skeptic? Because I think the thing has moved on slightly from global warming now to climate change. it is true. Climate changes. That's one of the nature of being a sort of dynamic living planet. You know, I mean, I don't suppose the climate's changing too much on Venus right at the moment. You know, because the bit that's near the sun is melting. That would be one of the real reason why the liberals. I'm only using that in the most pejorative way. There is something else called a liberal tradition,
calling themselves liberals. You would call yourself, or I would call myself, a classical liberal. I want the classical real freedoms, not their fake straitjacket, and you're being careful not to commit thought crime because some European countries do want to arrest people. They're now teaching that summer is abnormal and some kids don't think you're supposed to have seasons. Like you said, it's global warming, now it's climate change. But go ahead, sir.
No. I mean, the real reason they're getting away with it is that people like me and people like you have more interesting things to do with our lives than to stand up and engage in political activity. But our situation is so dire here that I'm actually seriously thinking of standing for the British Parliament at the next election. Unfortunately, I've not lived my life in that politically correct way that one should if one's going to be a politician. I have far too many scarecrows in my closet, and I will be ripped to shreds if I do. But you know, the fault is ours. Because we were too busy, too self-important, and too absorbed with the wonderful and myriad things that we can do with our lives in this glorious civilization we live in, to actually stop the cockroaches from running.
And now, I was about to say that, we've got to climb in and remove the parasites that are now arming themselves against us.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I mean, I spoke to a senior civil servant about 2 years ago, and I said, well, you know, what do you see happening? And he said, well, we will be a small part of the European Union. We will be ruled from Brussels. We will get rid of the monarchy, and we will be a small and peaceful part of Europe. And I said, well, I mean, didn't you take an oath of allegiance as a part of your thing to serve the crown in Parliament and things like that? And he said, well, I mean, I think we can dispose of that into the dustbin of history. I said, you know, in my eyes, sir, you're just a traitor. You're just a quisling and a traitor. And he smiled at me and said, well, fortunately, you can't do anything about it.
Incredible arrogance. I've run into similar things. Well, this is an amazing interview, sir. We're about to break and come back with another segment, but to continue this, in fact, I would like to get some into the film Reclaiming the Blade, which really does have contained in it a great portion of the spirit of liberty, and we're just honored that you're spending time with us today here to fight for what's left of Western civilization, which is being pulled down under assault because those very ideals threaten the parasites that are now infest our society. But I think the sleeping giant that is those that love liberty is beginning to rise. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails. The modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
With us till 40 after, then we're going to get the maker of the film Reclaiming the Blade on with us for the balance of the time. I'm sorry we're not covering Michael Jackson and his funeral, but I think there's been enough coverage of that today. But Mr. Davies, it intrigues me. We'll talk some in the final segment about the film Reclaiming the Blade, about more of your political ideas, because I sense that you're almost exploding with the desire to speak up and say no to what's happening. Are you concerned about the European Union trying to force the Lisbon Treaty on countries that have voted it down time and time again, and the Labour Party said that they wouldn't, go along with it without a vote, but now they're covertly using the bureaucracy to bring Britannia under the yoke of Europe? Or what are some of your other concerns that would make you run for Parliament?
Well, certainly that would be one. We were promised a referendum. We had a referendum many years ago, I think about 1976 or something like that, to enter the EU, to enter the common market. And a common market is what most of us want. Frankly, it's what most Europeans want. But not many people other than the paid bureaucrats want a close political union. Cooperation between states is admirable and wonderful. But really, I don't want to make a political statement here and be arrested and summarily extradited to Greece to stand up because it contravenes Greek law. We are trading our liberties at an alarming rate, and the only reason that this government is still in power is because Brown has been told by the EU, stay there until the Irish can have their third referendum, and this time we'll shake the pips and make it clear that they'll be bankrupt if they don't vote for an EU union. And then, of course, it becomes automatic. And theoretically irreversible. And Brown, of course, will end up getting a senior job in the EU. It is straightforward political corruption. It's corruption and treason at the highest level. And, of course, the first thing this government did, of course, when they got into power, was to remove the penalties for treason. You can no longer hang a man for treason. That's too unkind to him. Maybe send him to prison for 3 years. If he has to. Well,
it is treason to have now Blair about to be EU head for his treason, and they've got millions of surveillance cameras and secret police everywhere, and they're going to have climate cops with climate rationing. I mean, this is just a way for the government control freaks to literally enslave everybody. And you look at the polls, the Brits, the French, the Irish, none of them want this, but it continues to steamroller forward. Just thank God you're speaking up, and I hope many others will start speaking up.
There is a huge groundswell of resentment, and it really only needs a trigger for this to become really very unpleasant and very socially explosive and divisive.
Very unpleasant. I like the way you put that. Absolutely. Everybody worldwide wants liberty. They don't want tyranny. Speaking of the blade,
that's the sad thing. That's the saddest thing of all. Not everybody wants freedom.
Yes, you're right.
Some people want their decisions made for them.
Well, it seems like I want freedom, so I think everybody else wants it. But I guess you're right. A lot of people do want to live under a nanny state control freak system. But speaking of the blade, as I'm sure you know, in England, they're trying to make you have a license now for a butcher knife, like in China. And so I guess for people to defend themselves, some people have been using swords and knives in their own homes. And when they get attacked and defend themselves, the police go persecute them. Is that because the state wants a monopoly of force and doesn't want citizens defending themselves?
It must be something like that. The police are very conscious of people taking the law into their own hands, and we understand that we can't do that. We don't want lynch mobs and things like
that. But defending yourself?
Well, yes, but defending yourself, you're allowed to use reasonable force. However, if you happen to have a particularly liberal judge who's a liberal appointee or something like that, he may very well decide that, when you took that big heavy walking stick and clubbed this lout to death with one hefty blow, that you were in fact infringing his rights. The fact that he had no right to be in your bedroom at 2 o'clock in the morning when you and your child and wife were sleeping in the house has got nothing to do with it. You know, you shouldn't really have done that. You should have used a more reasonable force.
No, yes, when you're getting attacked in the middle of the night, you're supposed to control yourself. Amazing, and that's what Reclaiming the Blade's all about. We'll talk about the film in our final segment with our guest, John John Reese Davies, straight ahead. We really appreciate him giving us this time in the evening.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire.
You know, I forgot to tell you that Viggo Mortensen is also in Reclaiming the Blade. And this is a two-disc special, so before our guests leave you, I'm going to have the director tell you where you can get a copy of it. Well, ReclaimingTheBlade.com is one place, and it's going to hit TV and stores very, very soon if it hasn't already hit. I was lucky. I got this like 2 months ago and saw it before anybody else had, and so I'm not up to date on where it is and where it's airing, but I know it's going to be on TV or has already been on a bunch of TV stations. So we'll find out all those details with the director, Daniel McNichol, here in just a moment. But I'm telling you, I am blown away by talking to, the man who played all these great roles that I was such a fan of as a kid, but even modern day, I love Lord of the Rings. I'm always talking about Washington D.C. and these major capitals as Mordor and the all-seeing eye of Sauron looking down on us. And John Reese Davies is, of course, Gimli. Will I have to run all the way to Isengard? I'm probably torturing him doing his lines.
That's a very good representation of him, yes, right. But you see, Lord of the Rings is very much about that. It's very much about a challenge coming to your civilization that will either destroy your civilization or you must rise and stand up and fight for it. And if you don't, you'll lose your civilization. And if you do, you might just save it.
Now we've got Gimli on the air with us. Gimli, what was it like working with Aragorn of Arathorn?
Aragorn, he's the best. I mean, as men go, he's just about the best. They were all a grand bunch assisting me in the recovery of that ring. I must say, they all did very well. But it is essentially a dwarf story, you know, about the recovery of the ring, with the help of hobbits and others. Yes.
Well, the ring did come from below the ground, and that's the realm of dwarves.
That's right. That's right. It was our goal originally, I fear. But you've got to be careful of the concentration of power, you see. Power does corrupt, and absolute power does corrupt absolutely.
One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them?
One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. In the land of Mordor, where the shadows lie.
Oh, my God. You know what? I really want to get you back on sometime because this has been an amazing interview. You're even got more energy in person, and it's just a lot of fun because I'm a big fan of those movies as well. And then to find out you're a lover of liberty and a patriot, before we go to the director, and you've been gracious to stay with us while the director's on with us, we were kind of ranting during the breaks talking, and you were bringing up some of the other tyrannies that Europe and England are coming under that were outraging you and that have the rest of the citizenry outraged. What are some of the other beefs that you have with what's happening right now in Europe and England?
Well, in Britain in particular, our Chancellor, who is a man, our ex-Chancellor, who is now our Prime Minister, is a man of extraordinary self-delusion. I mean, he really did believe that his activity saved the world during the banking crisis. He is confidently saying that, you know, he will not cut public services, you know, at a time when, for instance, 100,000 private sector jobs were lost, he managed to add 30,000 public sector employees. In the end, you cannot spend your way out of debt. In the end, everyone in the private sector supports all the people in the public sector. In the end, government works for us, not for us working for the government. These are just inalienable truths. But somehow they seem to be forgotten so easily by every damn Tom and political jack. Sorry.
No, you're right. But it's a vertically integrated economy. And it's same here in the United States. Everything's collapsing. We're losing 640,000+ jobs a month. And they're expanding the size of government. And they're increasing all the taxes. And the shops are starting to all close. And the government says, we're going to hold you by your legs and like the sheriff of Nottingham and shake the shillings out of your pockets. I mean, it's almost like they want us to have a revolution. It's like they want to force us into confrontation.
Well, I don't think it's that. There is a belief that if you hold circuses and give bread and just give and give and give, then you will create an electorate that's wholly obligated to you. Unfortunately, in the end, the buck has to stop somewhere. And the only way out of it is that government will have to start printing paper. You know, and I have lived in societies where inflation has gone to 3%, 4%, 5% a day. Imagine having save up your life savings is $10,000. It's a good little hunk. With $10,000, you can actually do something. And in the space of 1 year, that $10,000 isn't worth enough to buy your family a meal. You imagine how mad you'd be. And that was Yugoslavia, just, what, 15, 18 years ago, 20 years ago.
Well, look at Zimbabwe. Look at other. I mean, look. In fact, all this money they've spent is guaranteed to start coming back in. We're already seeing inflation in many areas go up, even though housing's going down. It's kind of a nightmare stag inflation that's starting to set in.
Yes, indeed. And the damnable thing is, you see, in a way, spending your way out of inflation, out of depression, is a theoretically interesting way of doing it. But you have to really have growth in place, or the seeds of growth in place that will match the investment that you're putting into things. You just
instead it all goes for bonuses to offshore banks, and the carbon tax is a wet blanket on that economy.
The carbon tax is just a throttle. It's just an extra way of taxing people. That's all.
And I'm sorry for interrupting you when you were getting into matching actual development. I guess like monorail trains, better roads. Instead, more and more just goes for debt, servicing the debt, like we are Zimbabwe, as everything collapses. I don't know about England. I was just over there a few years ago, but we have bridges collapsing every week. The roads are rotting. I mean, you go to stores now, and the carpet's peeling up.
Well, we're now paying, I think, more for to service our debt than we spend on defense. And I've got an idea it must be rapidly approaching what we spend on education.
Amazing. Well, John.
It's terrifying.
John Rhys-Davies is our guest. He doesn't need any introduction. You know, Sala from, of course, the Raiders of the Lost Ark and other Indiana Jones films with Harrison Ford, who calls a huge star in the Lord of the Rings trilogy and so many other huge films. Before we get in the remaining minutes with the director into Reclaiming the Blade, you're just a very interesting man, obviously, but I mean, seriously, you really are. What are some of your other interests? What else is on your mind? What else are you working on right now?
I just did a little radio thing today, which is why I was a little bit late coming back. But my private passions, well, I have a three-year-old daughter who is the love of my life. I'm extraordinarily happy at this moment in time in my life. The last four and a half years have been extremely happy. I play with cars. I have a disgraceful collection of wonderful cars that I really should send down, but it's rather like sort of working, you know, and I don't want to use the word mockingly, but it's a sort of Sophie's choice that you have to make when you try to get rid of one. I mean, you can't possibly let that one go because, well, you know, all that, so you end up keeping the ball, really. I like engineering. I like getting up in the morning and getting my hands dirty, or writing or something like that.
And you're also into swords. You're somewhat of a swordsman yourself.
I used to be. Unfortunately, I broke my back and my arm on a film set about 6 years ago. And
oh, I didn't know that.
I moved from being a fairly hard old man, really, to being an old wimp. But I have to sort of confess that even before Daniel's thing came, I do sleep with a samurai sword beside my bed. And it is sharp. Burglars should be aware of this. I tend to swing rather heavily, just in case we get a visitor.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Wow, I didn't know you'd broken your back and your arm. What film was that?
Oh, it was a piece of rubbish, really, called The Femme Musketeer. But it had some nice people in it, Michael York and the great Depardieu and a few others.
But you're doing better now. I mean, you certainly sound good.
I am good. If it wasn't for that rigid back of mine, I would be in extraordinary good health. And every time I start feeling poor me, I suddenly start thinking, you know, you could be a quadriplegic or you could be dead. Think about that, old man. And yes, suddenly my aches and pains don't seem to matter.
Incredible.
And
you live on the Isle of Man.
Victims, pardon?
You live on the Isle of Man.
Yes, I have a place here. I've had a place here for about 20-odd years. More than that, 22 years, I think. It has been described as 70,000 alcoholics clinging to a rock in the Irish Sea. But it is a little bit better than that.
God.
All right, if you're a motorbike man, it is heaven itself. It is Valhalla. It is where the greatest street racing takes place.
Valhalla. Yeah, Rick Linklater was over there making a movie about Orson Welles. He told me it was a really neat place. I want to visit it sometime. John Reese Davies is our guest. Let's go to the director, ReclaimingTheBlade.com. And here is the film. They actually gave me some free copies to give out as prizes. So I will just say this, that at the end of the show, I am going to give you an email address, and the first 10 emails that come in asking for one with your address, you get Reclaiming the Blade. And I guess we should spend a few minutes with the director himself, Daniel McNichol, talking about what is in this great film that got Viggo in it, and you got John, and you got so many other of the Swordmaster, the top guy in Hollywood who trained all the folks for Star Wars and so many other films. I mean, this is a who's who, but it's also pro-self-defense, pro-liberty. What a message.
Wow, what a conversation you guys have been having. I feel unworthy to chime in. You've always got great guests, so John's absolutely one of them. But the film is out now. It's available, going to be soon be available at Barnes & Noble, so you can kind of walk in the store and pick those up, and Hastings, a couple other brick-and-mortar type stores, and of course it's on our website, and Apple iTunes is going to soon have it as well for digital download and all that good stuff. But it was a lot of fun to make, and working with people like John Reese Davies, legendary actors of the screen and stage, it's just I'm honored, to have had the opportunity to work with these guys and just bring this story out there.
Well, I know you'd made some other, pretty big films, but I mean, even for a huge director or somebody who's had a bunch of big films, it's hard to get all these actors and all these.
No, I've done nothing so far. This is my first film.
I've seen you've been involved in quite a few other big productions. I guess this is your first film that's yours.
Sure.
So that's my question. How did you get all these great people together?
It starts one at a time, and it always helps to have somebody like John Reese Davies early on, believing in the script, and his name is not only legendary among the fans, but legendary among other actors and filmmakers. So having somebody like him on board.
That's right. I should add, it's narrated by John Reese Davies.
That's right.
And he's also in the film, and then there's a extra DVD that comes with it. Correct.
Yeah, actually, that's where our interview with John is, and of course, he narrates the film, so he's performing. And the other fellows, Viggo and Carl Urban and Bob Anderson, who was Darth Vader, we did interviews with them, of course. So
Darth Vader.
And by the way, I promise you the lightsabers are on the way. So
hey, you don't have to ply me with loot. I'm just happy to get the lightsabers and have more battles with my kids.
I know you have five for your kids or whatever, but I know the guys there will probably love them, and they're just a lot of fun, so.
I tell you, my children murder me every day with those lightsabers, so I'll be glad to get some more. Going back to John Reese Davies, I should have made that point early on because I was aware of it. You were instrumental in getting this made and were really the first big name to come on board. Was that because you're just so into the history of the Blade and reclaiming it?
I thought it was a very interesting idea. I'm quite well read, and it's not often that I read a script that actually informs me so much about areas that I had no idea existed. I thought it was really, really deserving of attention. And I'm glad that I was in some very slight way useful in getting the thing made and put together. But please do not overestimate my powers or contribution. This is Daniel's project. It was well thought, well resourced, and well serviced. He's done a grand job, and it's an interesting subject. And no matter how well you know it, there'll be detail and information there that makes you go, "Wow, I never understood that." Now that whole area is now illuminated for me.
I was going to agree with you that I'm somewhat well read about history just because it's interesting, and about chivalry and different wars that happened in the Middle Ages, and then even in some of the more modern wars. And I learned a lot watching the film, and, of course, the extras that are in it. So folks should go to ReclaimingTheBlade.com and get the film with the extras, Reclaiming the Blade, with John Reese Davies featuring Viggo Mortensen and many, many others, Bob Anderson and Carl Urban. But in closing, Mr. Davies, I hope that we can sometime off in the future have you back on. We appreciate you giving us your precious time. I'm going to come back in the final segment and talk with the director about the film a little bit more. But I wanted to ask you specifically about kind of the archetype of Mordor that wants this global domination, this total control over Middle Earth. In your research, have you ever studied the globalist and the New World Order and this whole technocratic world government that's being set up? And if so, what's your view on that?
Well, yes, indeed. If all our princes were true philosophers, what a wonderful world it would be. But since they're not, since they're nasty, venal, and corrupt, most of them, and some are just misguided idealists out to do the best thing and making a terrible hash of the whole thing. In the end, liberty is down to individuals and groups of individuals. Sometimes it can be expressed as a nation. The United States is still the most liberally, and I mean that in the finest way, is still the country with the greatest level of liberty and a personal sense of self-worth and self-liberty. It is the great defier of tyranny. And I think that Europe may well be sinking into an awful period of darkness and centralization and monopoly. Don't let your company do it, country do it, and frankly, it won't.
So the United States is Midas Tirith, and it needs to stand with liberty and freedom, but we need Europe as well. And we've got to stop these powerful forces that want to loot and rob us. And thanks to people like you speaking up and standing up, we may be able to do that. John Reese Davies, again, thank you so much for joining us from the Isle of Man.
And God bless the United States, sir. Good night.
You too, sir. God bless England over there. Take care. All right, that was an amazing interview with John Reese Davies. I went ahead and skipped that final break because, I mean, I was excited to have him on because I like the movies he's in. And not only I will talk about swords and the history of self-defense, but that was a blow-me-away interview, plus some of the behind-the-scenes discussions going back to Daniel McNichol. Daniel, man, when you told me he was into liberty and freedom, he certainly is.
Well, you know, it's a symbol of the sword. And you know, like John Reese Davies, and I mean this in the kindest way, I'm a foolish dreamer. And I think we need to keep the faith. I think we need to start believing. And I think, you know, the road to destruction is wide, and the path to truth is very narrow. And I think history will be made by foolish dreamers like yourself and John Reese Davies and people that aren't afraid to take a chance and dream of what the future could be. And that's the exciting thing about it, you know. And ultimately, I think the strong man will be defeated by the weak and the humble. You know, that's the interesting thing about it is we've got a lot of, you know, huff and puff characters out there, and they're just going to be deflated someday, and that's exciting to me, you know.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think the key to saving the world and really letting humanity achieve its destiny is in the heart of a child, a dreamer, the imagination, the things we lose, and the supposed worldly establishment person has no belief in themselves. They just go with the fad. They go with what the system says is popular. They just simply regurgitate on the test what they're told to say. And so they don't believe that we have any power to affect change because they don't believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And I look for all my problems. I'm not perfect at the success I've had, literally reaching probably 100 million people worldwide. I mean, my films, you know, online, 10, 15, 20 million views, they're not perfect. I mean, it's nothing like the quality of your film, but the issue is we're reaching people, and it's another testament, another example to what you can do. And so to dream is destiny, and to take action is destiny, and the establishment knows that. They have a very wicked, dark dream, And so they're moving forward with their plan, and they want us to feel like we don't have power. They want us to feel like we can't control our destiny. But I'm here to tell people, if they'll just, I mean, look at you. Like you said, you've been in a few films, worked on some films, but this was your first big film, your first film, period, and you went out and got some of the biggest names out there, and I've seen the film. It's, just shot with incredible cinematography. It's a very diverse film, and you just did such a great job. Another testament to simply taking action, and instead of talking about it, getting it done. So your comments on that?
Well, you know, there's an old slogan that the Marines used to say when I was growing up as a kid. It was part of their advertising, and it said, "We're looking for a few good men." And honestly, I think the Marines today are taking whatever they they're kind of getting their mitts on anything they can get. You know, never mind the few good men, but the expression, the slogan is to me very interesting. You know, we're looking for a few good men, and interestingly, in that ad campaign, they used the sword. You know, I think in the pageantry and the ceremony of the Marines, they actually use the sword.
Well, the establishment knows. They know the archetype. They know what it's really about to be alive, and they manipulate that for their own aim. We have to forget about Barack Obama, George Bush, and Michael Jackson, these fake, demonic, weak things they project on our minds, and we've got to really get back to what it's all about,
right?
Standing for something and putting your life on the line.
Yeah, the wide path is, you know, it's the zombies. You know, we're looking for men of honor, men of bravery, men of chivalry, and ultimately, men of truth.
Well, I hope people will go and get the film, and I want to thank you for getting Mr. Davies on the show. You said you were going to do it and set him up for us, and turns out he's everything you said and more, and I'd love to get Vigo on the radio show, and just hope folks will go to the website, reclaimingtheblade.com, get the film, and I'm going to give an email address out, contest@infowars.com, and the first 10 emails that come in, you will get free, mailed to you. And this has also been signed, and I can't really read these signatures. Who signed these, my friend?
That would be myself and the producer.
Okay, so yourself and the producer. You can't beat that. Absolutely free. First 10 that are, well, the first 9, because I'm going to keep an extra one for myself. But Reclaiming the Blade, ladies and gentlemen, reclaimingtheblade.com. And is it going to be on television somewhere soon, or is that being worked out?
Yeah, I know that's being worked out this fall. Right now, TV is not buying much. I think you've noticed by turning on the TV this summer, it's been a lot.
No, it's totally imploding. I've actually had
totally
it pitch
right.
me.
Yeah, but they're hoping it'll pick back up, and they're going to start buying stuff in the fall, because they're not buying anything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, but History Channel, of course, is an obvious, and History Channel in Europe and America and A&E and stuff like that. So, you know, we're looking and talking, and Mark Cuban at HDNet and so on and so forth. He was interested in running in on his program. So, absolutely, we'll have some TV running in the fall. And Blu-ray, high def this Christmas. So we're going to try to position
it. But folks shouldn't wait. They should get it first right now.
ReclaimingTheBlade.com. Thanks so much, Alex.
Hey, I want to thank you for coming on and thank you for contacting us. I'm flattered you're a listener, and God bless you.
The future looks very bright. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Now we just got to get some of my films to John Reese Davies and to Viggo Mortensen. All right, we're out of time. I want to just tell the crew, great job today. I'm sorry we didn't cover more Michael Jackson for everybody. I'm being sarcastic, folks. I actually covered it too much for my audience. People are going to complain, I'm sure. I was making fun of the whole situation and kind of documenting that. Michael Jackson, oh my God! That is coming up in the retransmission, one place, Infowars.com, on the audio streams. One place, all my sites, PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to put in a plug here at the end of the show. Please support us. I get so busy with guests and news and stuff, and I don't even plug my own films. Get The Obama Deception. Get Endgame. Make copies of them. Air them on Access TV. Give them to friends and family. Have viewing parties. Get The Obama Deception. Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. My crew, myself, all of us are going to be working here around the clock for you. I'm going to be up here till late tonight working on some other films. And just thanks for all your support. It's good to be part of history. It's good to be standing up to tyranny. Whether we win this or not, nobody can say we didn't go down without a fight. Retransmission starts now. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.